What we've got here, in effect, is a disguised religious picture. And I think there's a reason for the disguise. Altdorfer is actually in a sticky position. He was living in a Catholic town at the beginnings of the eruption that was the Protestant Reformation. He'd been involved in organizing town ceremonies and pilgrimages. And part of the force of Protestantism was about the so-called idolatry of images. With this painting, he neatly sidesteps the whole issue of brutal and bitter partisan religious conflict. We have religion implied by the body of the Christ and the tree rather than frontally represented. This is a very stylish picture, but it is also very raw and rough and coarse. It's almost at times as if he painted it with a pointed, sharpened twig. There is a kind of slashed, cut element to some of the details over which the paint drips and hangs when it describes these leaves. This is a portable thing. It's not stuck in a church like an altarpiece. It's not stuck in a wall like a fresco. You can own this, you can carry it around. A new kind of art is born here, and Altdorfer knows that very well.
Altdorfer's landscapes managed to dodge religious schism by disguising it in nature, but they did something else as well. They tapped into a Teutonic sense of identity, the notion of a natural German homeland in the forest. When Altdorfer used woodcuts to reproduce his paintings, the audience for landscape art dramatically increased. And what his audiences were buying into were landscapes loaded with symbolism. The sacred tree, the Gothic wood. Mostly, though, they were devoid of human beings.